The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I've got Drew McKissick on the other line. I need to run to him real quick. Hey, Drew, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate your quick call in.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, Drew, what I'm curious about, I know we can talk a lot when it comes to South Carolina politics, and I hope that we don't have anybody in the State House or the Senate that's trying to mess up with our police forces across our state. But what I've been curious about is I'm hearing quite a few names of people throwing their hat in the ring on the Democrat side for different offices in South Carolina. And I can only assume it was Jamie Harrison's kabillion dollars and the fact he's at the DNC right now being able to chuck a boatload of money into the state against Republicans. Charleston makes us a little bit nervous. They've gone a little bit purple. We've got other parts of the state. And then, of course, we have all this infighting where, you know, one group claims to be more conservative than the other, and yet we're supposed to all be on the same team. It's really sad. But what are you seeing out there?
Well, look, you've got Democrats, we know, in the last cycle had in surplus of $150 million. Harrison raised $130. The Dems nationally and other shadow groups chucked in another $20 to $30. It gets kind of fuzzy when you get a little north of that as to what the exact amount was. But what we know is when it was all said and done, people in the state didn't buy what they were selling. You know, it makes a difference that, you know, for people to agree with, be receptive to think that your message is relevant to their daily lives, no matter how much you spend. You know, and corporations find this out every day of the week. You know, their marketing doesn't work and they retool and so forth. We would expect, we would hope, you have to at least expect that your opposition is going to be at least as smart as you are. I would expect Democrats will retool what they're trying to do in this coming cycle. At least we have to expect that they will in terms of tactics, what they did and didn't do in the last cycle versus this cycle. But their biggest Achilles heel is the message. You know, and their national groups and the national party continues to move further and further to the left. South Carolina is not a leftist state. We're a majority conservative state. Of course, there are different regions of the state where that's, you know, more influential than others, maybe, as you point out a minute ago. But we've got Democrats who have been switching parties. We've got, those conservative independents and so forth. And who have seen their national party drift so far to the left that they can no longer be identified with it. They have told me that. Elected officials who have switched parties have said, look, I can't go to a family reunion anymore with a D next to my name. You know, I got to switch. I'm a conservative. I've never voted for a Democrat presidential candidate. But they're going to come forward with candidates. And if I were them, I would spend a lot of time not focusing as much on the top of the ticket as I would lower down the ticket, because the higher you go on a ticket, the more applicable, maybe that's not the right word, but influential national political issues become to any given race. And that's really where their Achilles heel is.
So my curiosity is, Pete, Governor Henry McMaster has, as of right now, I believe, two Democrat opponents, Mia McLeod and...
Right.
The guy from Charleston.
Joe Cunningham, former congressman from the 1st District.
An attractive candidate, no doubt. But, you know, Henry has kept the boat in the harbor and we're still sailing. To see the kind of money that's brought in to try to unseat a sitting governor.
Well, you know, in Joe's case, he was able to win that congressional seat in 18 for a couple of reasons. One, the Republican Party there was badly divided in the 1st Congressional District, as you recall. And he was essentially a cipher. He was able to be all things to all people. A blank slate. People projected on him what they wanted. He eked out a vote of about, I think it was a 3,000 vote margin to win that in 18. We took it back this year by about 6,000 votes. But now he has a record, voting with Nancy Pelosi over 90% of the time when he was in Congress and, you know, so forth. And the other problem that he has, as you point out, he has an opponent, Mia McLeod in the Democrat primary, who, you know, they have almost a year before that primary will take place. And she is going to be working and pulling her party further to the left. He is either going to have to run to the left to win the party nomination and then try to tack back to the right, or maybe he gets beat by her in this primary. So he does not have an easy stretch here for the next 11 months.
How about some of the other seats that are up and down the ballot? Are you hearing any real, real strong fights against those Republicans?
You know, a statewide level, not so far. You know, we've heard of these who are planning to run against Senator Tim Scott, got a Democrat House member from down in the low country, who actually represents a district that we look to take back in the next cycle. So, hey, happy to see her take a jump. It'll make it easier for us to take that seat back. You know, further down the ballot, not seeing a lot of activity yet. And, you know, the way things are going nationally, the Biden administration is a little bit of a anchor around their neck right now. The way the economy is beginning to go, it's not a help to them. So that's not very surprising. But in the meantime, our job is just to continue to do what we control. We can't do anything about what other people are going to do. We can do something about what we do or don't do. Yeah. And that's focus on organization, identifying more Republicans and activists and volunteers, essentially putting together the campaign operation for next year, for next fall, once we have our nominees. And that's what we're doing.
Great. Thank you. All right. My guest today has been State Party Chairman, Republican Drew McKissick out of Columbia. Drew, thank you. Always appreciate talking to you.